Keys to Jannah, keys to Jannah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins and grant us Jannah. And grant us Jannah. Keys to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Keys to Paradise. In this program, we hear about actions which lead one to paradise. In the previous episodes, we've heard about some actions including Shahada, intentions, Salah, and building a mosque. Today's key to paradise are good manners. Good manners are quite necessary for a pleasant personality. When we talk about good manners, the first personality which comes to mind is the best of all creations, our beloved Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah Almighty, the Holy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Almighty has blessed the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with great and the best of manners. He would treat with whomever he met with respect, with kindness, and with good manners. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an embodiment of good manners. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before continuing on with today's episode, let's first listen to an excellence of Salat. The Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The person who will recite 100 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty will write between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and will keep him with martyrs on judgment day." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regarding today's action, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Good manners admit a person into paradise." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you hear what an amazing excellence and blessing is it to have good manners? For good manners admit a person into paradise. Good manners are praiseworthy in every aspect. Good manners not only have excellence from a religious aspect, but they also contain numerous benefits from a worldly aspect. Everyone treats a person who has good manners well. He is honored in the society. The people who did not believe in the Holy Prophet ﷺ and were non-Muslims and polytheists, yet they would also praise the manners of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's listen to some of the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding good manners. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Indeed, through good manners a person attains the rank of those who fast during the day and stand in worship during the night. And sometimes a person is written arrogant and disobedient, though he owns nothing but his family." In this hadith, where good manners are praised, bad manners are also condemned. An individual who doesn't treat anyone badly, but does not treat his family well, and does not forgive them, is arrogant. Generally, it happens that some people behave very well when they are amongst others, but when they are in their house, they have a harsh tone and remain angry. Such people should learn a lesson from this hadith that where they should treat people well, they should also treat their family, their parents, their spouses, their siblings and children well too. May Allah Almighty bless us with good manners by virtue of His final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Through good manners a person attains the rank of the one who offers tahajjud salah and remains thirsty in extremely hot weather because of fasting." Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Nothing weighs heavier than good manners at the scale of deeds." Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not tell you about the best person amongst you?" We said, "Why not?" He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who has good manners amongst you. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who have good manners and display humility amongst you will be closer to me and my gathering on Judgment Day. They love others and others love them. Dear viewers, we've just heard few ahadith regarding the excellence of good manners. Now, let's listen to what Husn-e-Ikhlaq means. Husn means goodness, beauty. Ikhlaq is the plural of khulq, which means behavior, conduct or habit. Husn-e-Ikhlaq thus means good habits. According to an opinion of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Husn-e-Ikhlaq are such actions which the intellect and Sharia consider good. This means an individual should avoid actions which either another individual considers bad or which Sharia has declared bad. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn about actions which are included in good manners. In reality, the meaning of good manners is quite vast. It includes many good deeds. Some of these are adopting forgiveness, enjoining good, avoiding the ignorant, maintaining ties of kinship with the one who severs them, granting the one who keeps us deprived, forgiving the one who commits oppression, meeting others cheerfully, not hurting anyone, gentleness, forbearance, overcoming anger, forgiving and overlooking others, meeting others cheerfully, smiling for a Muslim, doing good to a Muslim, causing reconciliation amongst the people, fulfilling the rights of the people, helping an oppressed person, preventing an oppressor from committing oppression, supplicating for forgiveness, eliminating someone's suffering, providing for a weak person, bringing up orphans, displaying affection to youngsters, respecting the elders and the scholars, feeding the Muslims, fulfilling the need of Muslims, fulfilling the rights of neighbors, bearing hardships, refraining from haram, attaining halal, generously spending on parents, wife, children, and many more actions are included in Husn-e-Ikhlaq. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these and other actions which are included in good manners. Now, let's listen about the good manners of the best of all creation, the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone acknowledges that the good manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were par excellence. The greatness of the good manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that they were declared khulq-e azim in the Holy Quran. That is greatly superb manners, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Translation: and O beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly of a superb standard. Allama Ali bin Muhammad Khazin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, it is as if this verse is the commentary of the verse, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. With the benevolence of your Lord, O beloved, you are not insane. Why does he say this? Because good manners and actions were apparent in the personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And ma'azallah, attributing madness to the one who has such superb manners and praiseworthy actions is not correct in any way. The non-Muslims, while blaspheming against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, translation from Kanzul Iman, O the one upon whom the Quran has been sent, you are indeed insane. To refute this statement of theirs, Allah Almighty revealed these verses of Surah Al-Qalam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And O beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly of superb standard. The fact is that only the manners of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are good manners, for he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect embodiment of good manners. After the blessed and great victory of Makkah, all the chiefs of Quraysh who used to try their best to eliminate Islam, who refused to embrace Islam upon the invitation of the blessed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who remained involved in evil actions, committed blasphemies, spread thorns in the way of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, agonized the poor and helpless Muslims, laid them on hot sand, burned the bodies of Muslims with iron, scorched in fire. Today, on the blessed day of the victory of Mecca, all were standing with embarrassment. On that day, they were conquered by the Muslim army, and the swords of both Muhajireen and Ansar were waiting for a signal from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But may we be sacrificed for Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an everlasting and worldwide example he established for the people of the world. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his generous tone, "You will not be held accountable today. Go, all of you are free." It is written in Sirat-e-Halbiya that hearing this from the sacred tongue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many people entered the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, "One day I arrived in the court of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, 'Shall I not tell you the best manners of the world and the hereafter? You should maintain the ties of kinship with the one who severs them, grant the one who keeps you deprived, forgive the one who oppresses you.'" Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samurra radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best amongst Muslims is the one who has the best manners." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our religion Islam has ordered us to adopt good manners. If we were to adopt and act upon it, we will get its due reward. However, good manners not only has a religious benefit, but it contains worldly benefits as well. Today, it seems as if the entire mankind is involved in a race to do better than the next, a race to win competition against the next. Dear viewers, winning a competition against people is no wonder. Rather, the greater wonder is that we win people's hearts by pleasing them and to avoid hurting them. When we treat people with respect, with kindness, with sincerity, people will also support us in our grief and sufferings. People will support us in our difficult times. Remember, we might be able to separate from the people, but we cannot extract ourselves out of the people's hearts. Depending on your manners, people will remember you with good or harsh words behind you. We've seen and heard this countless times. People don't forget and pray for an individual with good manners who has passed away. For the sake of the best manners of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah Almighty enable us to adopt good manners. May we be a source and comfort for our Muslim brothers and sisters, especially our family members. May Allah Almighty enable us to adopt such good manners that are a cause of entry into paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Keys to Jannah, keys to Jannah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins and grant us Jannah and grant